Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we're going to talk about the short two-game series with the Diamondbacks, give you our players of the series, as well as five all-new fair fouls. But first, let's bring them in. Tom, what's up, buddy? Still awake?
I am wide awake. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Astros faithful. Tonight was not our night, but I want to remind everyone that this is still the best record in September for these Astros. They will be just fine.
What's the best record in Major League Baseball in September?
Yes. Sorry. Thank you.
There you go. But anyway, so we decided, I said, Tom, you want to do it after the game? It should be over like 10:30. And then they go 10 innings, but we're here. I mean, I was already pumped. I already started writing the notes. It's kind of like an Irishman drinking. Once you start drinking some, there's a limit. There's a limit you can go to, and you can't stop. And that's what I did with the notes. I'm like, I'm done, dude. We're doing it. I don't care what time it is. I don't know if you want to call tonight's loss heartbreaking. It just didn't. Besides the two-run homer by Chaz, it didn't seem like we had any offense at all.
And when you speak to the offense, you really got to look at the lineup. You got no Altuve. You got no Yordan. I mean, Tucker in the three-hole. There was just a lot. They had both catchers in the lineup. You know, you got Vasquez and Maldi and Dubon. It was a lot. It was. There's a whole lot of holes there. Just a lot to deal with.
Yeah. And Yuli Gurriel was off.
That's why they lost. He's been white hot.
There you go. All right. So let's start with some news. Aaron Judge, you see that, buddy? 61 home runs. And how close do you think that Blue Jays fan got to catching that thing? It at least hit his glove.
His disgust made me think he had a legit chance, because Twitter went nuts. Like he was that close to a $500,000 night or whatever, because they figured that's what the ball would go for.
Crazy. So the Yankees also celebrate winning their division. They clinched their division. And even though the Astros split against the Diamondbacks, and the odds are stacked against us, like you said, the lineup, plus it was a blow-your-wad game, and it was JV who doesn't get run support. It still, even in a loss, and with only two runs, it was still entertaining. It was still exciting. But anyway, the Astros' magic number is still one. I'm glad that, because we still had the chance of somebody winning, right? Was it Toronto had to beat New York, and
anybody beats them. Their next loss or the Astros' next win, doesn't matter when.
Well, I think they played the Blue Jays, so that's what I was saying. Like,
right, tonight.
If but they would have won, we would. So I'm glad in a way that the Yankees won, because I want to win the game and celebrate instead of, because the Yankees could lose tomorrow and we could win it. Well, and we're not even playing, so I think it would be more exciting to win the game. But anyway, let's get to it. Tuesday, Luis Garcia, bottom of the first, Altuve, another one, dude, another one. Leadoff home run number 27, 1-0. Top of the third, the Arizona Diamondbacks tied it up with a home run of their own. Bottom of the fourth, Mancini had a sac fly, but it brought in Tucker, 2-1. Bottom of the fifth, David Hensley, RBI single, brought in Altuve, 3-1. Hensley then scored on a Yuli groundout, 4-1. Bottom of the sixth, Altuve at it again, second home run of the day, 28th home run of the year, 5-1 Astros. David Hensley, two-run homer, 7-1 Astros. Alex Bregman added a home run, 8-1. Arizona added a home run, 8-2. And then Pena, a two-run homer. I believe the Astros had five home runs on Tuesday. That is the definition of an offensive explosion.
The Astros train guy was very busy. The train was back and forth, back and forth. Jose Altuve's leadoff homer, the 27th home run for number 27 on the 27th day of the month. Pretty cool stuff. Hensley, first major league home run. Very cool. I mean, the guy's been hitting lights out. He's one of those late September call-ups that you can just tell he has no desire to go back down and is going to hit until he can't hit no more. Hit tonight. He's just been really good. I really like him a lot. And then Pena, 20 home runs as a rookie. There's only, I think, four guys that have done it, Yordan Alvarez being the last guy. His the post game, they interviewed him. He said, anytime you can be on a list with Yordan in anything, you're doing something really good because he's special. So just a lot of handshakes and high fives to go around for the entire team. Hensley and Bregman going back to back. That inning, it was a three homer inning in that inning. Just a great night to be at the ballpark if you can do it.
And they even posed for the pitcher in the dugout. That was pretty cool. But one thing I wanted to point out is you get this late in the season, people start talking about the playoff roster. Who's going to make it? Who isn't? Are they going to bring somebody else up? Who knows? But I'm going to get to that later, so don't talk about that too much. But the thing you need to remember, folks, when you're thinking about the roster and you think about your David Hensleys, your Dubons and all these guys, there's two extra guys on the roster right now. So think about that. I don't know if there's going to be a magic man. I hope there will be. I would assume not, but anyway, that two-run homer by Pena made it 10-2. That was the final. What a game. 3-for-4 for Altuve with two home runs. He scored four times. Pena 2-for-5 at a two-run homer. Bregman went 2-for-5. Tucker went 2-for-2 with two walks. What a great game for Tucker as well. And then Chaz went 1-for-5. Luis Garcia, 6 innings, 4 hits, and only 1 run. 0 walks, which is awesome. 6 strikeouts, picks up win number 14. That seems like a lot of wins for Luis.
That, I mean, when you look at the rotation for the Astros, there's a lot of guys with wins that you're just like, wow, that's a lot of wins. Jose Urquidy, a lot of wins. You know, Christian Javier is the one guy I feel like he should have more wins, but still double digits. Great job by Luis Garcia being able to come in on short notice. It was originally supposed to be Lance McCullers' start. He just slid right in. Didn't bother him not one bit. Pitched a great game. And then the bullpen came in, was really solid as well. Just, like I said, great all the way around victory. Top to bottom, the Astros looked amazing.
I could be wrong about this, but is this the second time Hunter Brown came in and got 3 guys on but got out of the inning?
That it is.
That's a little worrisome. I don't know if the guy's going to make it or not, but I was pretty excited about seeing him. His ERA is still 106, though.
So if you watch the two times, the first time, tons of weak contact, infield singles. You know, I think he had one solid single, but then he just worked out of a jam. The one yesterday, he walked some guys, which is uncharacteristic. His walk number isn't crazy and still was able to pitch around it. So that's what makes him so special, is that he can get into a jam and have the quality stuff to be able to get out of it with swing and miss.
That's true. We saw that tonight, and we'll get into that later. But he didn't allow any runs. He had two strikeouts. And then Maton pitched two innings, and he gave up, I believe he gave up a home run in the eighth. So the Astros win that game. And then, like we said earlier, it was a blow-your-wad game. And I actually got – what's it called when someone owns you on Twitter? Ratio?
I guess.
I think Blummer ratioed me. Because we're losing 2-0. And I believe early in the game, Todd Callis said that this isn't going to be one of those games where they scored 10 runs the day before and they don't have any offense. And I tweeted at him. I said, I guess Todd Callis was wrong. And then he said, Blummer wrote back, oh, is the game only 5 innings today? So his comment got way more likes than my original comment. And then we scored after that, though. So maybe I was good luck.
Maybe.
So today was Justin Verlander Day. I usually call it JV, but I'm going to give him his whole name this time. And not a lot of scoring, like I just mentioned. Top of the first, Arizona scored on a pass ball, which helped Justin's ERA. And then a sack fly. A passed ball and a sack fly in the first inning, 2-0. And then bottom of the fifth, Chaz had a night. 2-run homer, 14th homer of the year, tied it up. I think the Astros had chances to win this game before they went to the 10th inning, which was a little bit frustrating. But the big moment in the game, really, to get it to the 10th inning, if you don't look at the Astros' inability to score, was Verlander's 7th inning.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it started off like, and I was kind of curious to see if he would come out for it. His pitch count was somewhere in that gray area. I think he was at 80 some odd pitches. And the first start after the injury, only threw like 79. The second start, he threw like 90. So you didn't know if he was going to get all the way to 100. But TK and Blummer talked at it that he should be stretched out. He should be able to go 100. And then he came out. And then immediately it was like, stuff started happening. You're just like, oh, God.
That was my thought. That was my thought as well.
And then he just grit his teeth and went to work and was able to get out of that jam with a huge strikeout to cap it all off. I wonder if he like did something to his hand. I don't know if you were if you saw, but in the dugout after that, they panned to him a few times and one of his knuckles was really red. And I mean, I know he was pounding his fists and stuff like that, and he was really pumped up.
I hope not. Hope he didn't hurt himself.
He didn't look like he did. He didn't act like he did. He looked at it once or twice and then just kind of like, whatever. And then he started talking to the other guys. But a great 7th inning to be able to say, okay, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving you anything here.
So if you guys didn't watch, it was he goes in for the 7th, already pretty close to 90 pitches, gets a runner on 1st and 3rd right out of the gate. And you're thinking, like Tom said, oh, no. But then Arizona – do you think that was a mistake or is this because it didn't work? I don't know why the guy bunted.
I mean, small ball is a National League thing. You would think, and supposedly that guy, I can't remember his name. Started with a P, right? It escapes me. I try to remember the other team's names, but sometimes it doesn't work out. They were talking about how good he was as a bunter. And I think JV knew that. He expected it. He threw a high fastball, which is really hard to get the bat on top of, to bunt down into the ground, and popped it right up to Mancini. And it just kind of like that was the beginning of the end for them.
Yeah.
Then they were talking about maybe bunting again. Well, then the other guy swung away. Well, I think it was Varsho that swung away. Justin challenged him with two heaters, got him down in the count 0-2 really quick, and then got him to pop up weakly to Pena. And then the next guy, I can't think of his name either. I'm sorry.
But, who cares?
He just overpowered him, and he was like, I'm just going to beat you with heat. And I think it was 96, 97 away. Blew by him, strikeout, inning over, no damage done.
Yeah, the second out, the guy hit it a little bit over second base where he didn't hit it deep enough where the guy could score from third, so that was good. And then what a huge strikeout. Even Justin was pumped, and that might be where he hurt himself. But there was no scoring till the top of the 10th. And for some reason, I didn't realize it was the 10th. Because I'm over here taking notes, getting ready, and it's like, how did they score so fast? It's like, and I said, oh, yeah, it's the 10th inning. So it was 3-2 really quick, and Will Smith was in there. And I saw someone tweet this, but it was my kind of my question. It's like, I really didn't have the question until Abreu came in. I was thinking, why are you putting Will Smith in here right now with the guy on second? Like, isn't there someone better to put in where you could try to hold him down and score in the 10th inning? But he didn't do very well. And then Abreu came in and gave up a 2-run single on probably his second pitch. It might could have been his first. It seemed like it just barely took any time at all. And they took the 5-2 lead, and the Astros had a pathetic, pathetic bottom of the 10th inning. They couldn't even score. That was pretty crazy.
Will Smith comes in because he's the lefty specialist. I believe they had a lefty at the plate. And that was, or I think two of them were going to be lefties. So that's why Will Smith came in. Overall, I don't think he did terrible. He limited, you know, the damage, so to speak. It's just, it's so tough when you don't get that lead runner, when you can't stop him from advancing to start the inning, right? So yeah. it's extra innings. We don't love the rule. We don't love how it is.
And you can. It's so big. We talked about that a couple of podcasts ago. It's so big to not let that guy move from second to third on that first at bat. That's like the whole advantage. That's what Bagwell said, right?
And I want to say Hector Neris is the guy. He's normally their guy that goes in for that, but I guess he wasn't available for whatever reason. In any case, I wasn't too upset with the decision or who they chose or, you know.
Well, you spoke about the lineup. It's almost like they just took the night off. Like, exactly. We'll take a loss. It's okay.
Exactly. And that's why.
Oh, I was going to say, I forgot to bring this up, but I don't want to forget. What did you think about that? All the emotion pouring out of Strami when he was talking about his time in Houston. I know they played him. I think they played him last year, but it was on the road, and this might be his first time back.
It really makes me wonder what happened. I feel like he was so emotional that made you think that he was still very invested. Like, you know, when they interviewed him and he talked about, hey, I think it's time for me. He said all the right things, very company man stuff, right? But in my mind, in my heart, I just feel like they kind of went to him and like, look, we need you to take this. We need you to take this and go. And we've got these two young guys. They're ready. We don't want to lose them. Kind of like Joe Espada, I think. I feel like
they I asked him that when he was on the podcast.
Well, I don't think he'll ever admit to it.
I said, would you mind if I asked you why you left? And he said he didn't feel challenged anymore. He said, when you go to work and everything is so easy and so good, you just get bored. And also, he lives in Arizona.
No, but see, that's the thing, though. If you recall, he retired and then Arizona kind of gave him a job after that. He stepped away.
He said, I'm either going to coach somewhere else or I'm going to be sitting on a beach. But that's what he said. He went to Arizona because it was easy, because he already lives there. But again, you won't know the truth.
You won't. But
why would he be a company man? He's already gone.
Because they hired him, like, he was with them for 9 seasons.
Yeah.
With the Astros for 9 seasons in 2 stints. But I mean, a big chunk of his career. And then I think he was really loyal to Jeff Luhnow. He spoke about Jeff Luhnow. He was with him in St. Louis. He's the guy that really gave him the opportunity to be that guy. So I think he never wanted to do anything to muddy the water, so to speak. And this was, you know, I just felt like there was way too much emotion for a guy that was like, you know, it's time for me to go. You know, maybe I'm wrong.
He probably didn't want to leave. Yeah. Did you see the Strohs poll?
I did not.
It was something about the off-season moves that they made. Like one of them was signing JV. The other one was like not losing a step with the pitching staff, you know, with Strami gone and something. And there was another one, but it was those two that both got in the 40s. So they were the two winners. And I was trying to think what was the biggest thing that they ended up doing in the offseason? It probably has to be getting JV.
I would have said extending Yordan Alvarez.
Was that in the offseason?
It was either in the offseason or really early in the season. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Oh, go ahead. I still have the stats to go. We're rambling on. Go ahead.
Did you see the Uncle Mike interview?
Yes, and he's part of Fair or Foul.
Okay, then never mind. I'll say
there's things I avoid on purpose, Tom. Just kidding. All right, so JV went 7 innings, 6 hits and 2 runs, only 1 earned. And 1 walk and 8 strikeouts. Montero and Presley. Presley looked good, dude. They both got 2 strikeouts, no runs. Smith, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 3 runs. And offensively, Chaz, 3 for 3 with a home run, 2 RBIs. And then a couple more guys got hits, but I put Kyle Tucker down, 1 for 4, because he got a stolen base. You got to give him thumbs up on that. The Astros had 2 runs on 7 hits. It kind of seems like if he would have started trying for that 30 stolen bases earlier, that he could be the 30-30 guy. I think he's going to miss out, but it's going to be really close. But they had they were 1 for 7 with runners in scoring position. I saw someone on Twitter say this was a LOB game. And I was thinking, I guess so, I guess. But they're 102-54, still better than the pace of 19, I believe. Best record in September, like we already said. This is a very good team. Don't get upset. Friday, Saturday, they're off tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they will face the Rays, and they do not have the pitchers yet. I mean, they might have put it up now, but so far they didn't. But you spoke about McCullers being a late minute. I mean, Luis replacing him. He's not hurt, folks. I believe he's just sick.
Correct. And they talked about on the broadcast that potentially he could start Friday against Tampa, or it could be Framber, but he would be in line to take the next start. Something he ate or something, I don't know. But they said there was nothing physically wrong with him, which that's really all you're really worried about, right?
Yeah. I mean, we get sick and call into work. It happens. That's their job. But anyway, do you have your players of the series?
It was a very short series. So yes.
People could win awards just playing one game. I can tell you that. But right, let's start with pitcher. Let's go with pitcher.
Luis Garcia.
I agree with you. 1 for 1. He pitched great. 6 innings, only 4 hits and 0 walks. Great game, Luis Garcia. He had tons of run support, but that didn't make a difference. Position player.
Jose Altuve.
I have Jose Altuve as well.
I mean,
2-run homer. What, he 3 for 4 in the first game? I really thought he was going to win the game for us tonight. He pinch hit, by the way, tonight.
Oh, yeah. Everybody did. When he came to the plate, it was like, uh-oh.
When they walked, I guess, who was it? Somebody walked ahead of where Dubon was supposed to be, I think. And then I was like, there's no way that they're going to let this guy hit. No way. Rose Award. Who else could it be? This is a 6 for 6 show, folks. I'm telling you. Because if this guy to my left on this screen, I guess facing you, he's on my right. No, this is, I don't know. If he doesn't pick Chaz McCormick for the Rose Award, he better pick David Hensley. Because I have Chaz McCormick.
I got Chaz McCormick too.
Because his was big. He went 3 for 3, 2-run homer, the only runs of the night. And to me, I was thinking, okay, this guy's 3 for 3, has a 2-run homer. Some reason he hits him the opposite field all the time. He should be a Yankee. Isn't there, that side's short for them, right?
So
Why have him bunt?
But well, I think he's following Altuve's lead. I see Peña do it now. If they're gonna give them that, Tucker did it the other night. If they're gonna shift on him, these guys are taking those bunt signals, and I love it because it's showing the willingness to move the line.
If Altuve could have got that bunt down, because he tried to bunt twice tonight. If he would have got that down, they would have scored and they would have won.
Yeah,
would have won in the ninth inning easily because no one was close.
You're seeing these guys start to do this. They're starting to see this shift, and they're going, "All right, I'm just going to take it." You know, there was an infield single today by Christian Vasquez that was basically a bunt, and I think they're really starting to. Okay, you're not going to do this anymore. And if you are, we're going to take the base. But, man, I had a thought and I lost it.
I do that all the time.
We started talking about
it. I write it down. I write it down so I don't forget. Because I think of something and I listen to you and then I forget. You either gotta write it down when you have a thought or don't listen to me.
Just wait till I
shut up and then you say what you gotta say.
So you brought up the Yankees. So they are, and by they I mean Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge are 1 and 2 for opposite field home runs because of the way that ballpark's set up. Do you know who's number 3?
Chaz
McCormick. He has what I think it's 12 opposite field homers
out of his 14.
Yeah.
If it ain't 12, it's 10. It's a lot. It's a high
something
percentage.
Like that. It's double digits, but
it's very high percentage. Yeah.
He's third of the American League in opposite field homers.
So that was an immaculate player of the series, 6 for 6. We got to have a name for that.
I don't know what it is.
We'll think of it, folks. All right. Now it's time to do some fair or foul. You ready for that?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back with 5 all new fair or foul.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, folks, we are back. And I want to give, I know I talked about my buddy at work, Kevin. You know, I thanked him for listening. But this guy not only, this guy's excited. I'll tell you this, Kevin, hello. Not only did he, while we're working together, spitting out fair or fouls left and right, he gave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. So, and I'm using 2 of them.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you, Kevin.
Kevin, you're a star of the show tonight, buddy. You got 2 of the 5 fair or fouls. But the first one is mine. Fair or foul, the Astros will sign Uncle Mike in the offseason.
I am so torn because that's the first thing that came to my mind. So I asked you if you saw the postgame, or not a postgame, it was a pregame presser. Because he was in the dugout yesterday, and then they talked to him today. And it was really amazing to hear him be so really gracious about the Astros, the organization, the players, the clubhouse. He has every intention of still playing, and he said he would love to be back here. And then I was like, man, I feel like they made moves to move on from him. I feel like Trey Mancini was to move on from him. I feel like...
Is Trey Mancini a one-year guy, though?
I think they have one more year of Trey Mancini.
Well, then that's my thought. It's like we don't have room for him.
Exactly.
Because Trey Mancini plays left. Jordan's starting to play a lot of left. Where's he going to play? What's he going to do?
I don't know. And the one thing that maybe makes it work which I don't know where I heard this. I'm not saying where I heard this, but I did hear this. There is a rumor that Yuli is potentially done. And then if he is done.
Done with the Astros or retiring?
No, retiring. Hmm. And again, I don't know where I heard this. I just heard something. And potentially he's told guys that he's done. And if he is, then Trey Mancini makes sense at first base. And then you have left field and then everything works. So maybe.
Do you want them to sign him?
Oh, if they can come to a reasonable
deal. He's a great left fielder.
Oh, yeah.
And he hits 300. So I would say yes.
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
They need a center fielder. I don't know who's out there, but that's what they need.
I keep feeling like Jake Myers is their answer. They're just waiting on him to happen.
Well, segue to number two then. Segue to number two. So what's your answer on number one? They will sign him. I say foul. Not that I don't think they should, but I don't think if you say Trey Mancini's going to be here next year, I don't think they have anywhere to put him unless they make a trade.
I'm going to say fair because I think they'll find a way.
You have somebody that good that wants to play for you? You convinced me. Let's both go fair on that. But I'm really skeptical.
He talked highly on Crane. I mean, he was like top-down organization. Like, he didn't have to say half the stuff he said. You know what I mean? He could have took the, well, we'll see approach. No, he's like, I love it here. I love my teammates. I love the organization. I love everybody.
Do you agree with the fact that, I mean, or the statement that the Astros cannot sign top-tier free agents?
Absolutely not. All their free agents that they're re-signing are top-tier.
No, from other teams.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing, though. You don't have to go dipping into the other team pool if you're retaining your guys. So, like,
that Justin Verlander. Is a good answer. They don't need, but they're going to need a center fielder. I mean, if not, let's go to two first before I say too much. Number two, you want. And that would be you and I. You want Jake Myers to come back on the roster. Is this possible?
I'm sure it is.
To come back? Because, I mean, I'm hearing rumors that he's coming back. You want him to come back. So anyway, folks, let me tell you this. So we do the Zoom, and I get a warning when there's 10 minutes left. And I told Tom, this is going to go fast. There's only two games. We're not even going to hit the warning, and we just hit it. So, and we're not even done. All right. Okay. So anyway, so I hear rumors, you know, rumblings that Myers is going to come back and Dubon is gone. So you want Myers over Dubon in the playoffs. Fair or foul?
I say it's fair simply for the fact that I feel like he gives you a shot. You've seen him produce offensively.
He did great in Sugar Land when he went back down.
He did.
And Dubon does nothing.
And before he got hurt, he was very serviceable. I'm not saying he was going to tear the cover off the ball, but he'd occasionally run into one, and he was still going to hit for average. Dubon is a liability. I get he's defensive, and I understand where people get defensive about defensive because Yuli's that way.
You don't want him in the playoffs, dude. You don't want him. No.
I don't. I don't.
I would rather take a chance on Myers. Because maybe he's got the confidence. Because I think he played without confidence. I think he was scared he's going to get hurt. I don't think he was all out, but he went all out in Sugar Land. He was tearing the cover off the ball. And I would rather have Myers over Dubon. So that's fair.
When Jake Myers came back from injury, he looked like a guy that was playing to not screw up instead of trying to take advantage and to attack.
He needs to be Jake Myers.
Before he got hurt, he was that guy, you know? Big smile, you know.
It was good last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to number five. I'm going to skip five because three and four are Kevin's. So we'll put his together. He can end the show. Number five. I saw this on Twitter, and I wasn't going to use this, but I want to. When you go out of town, you pack your suitcase, you get to the hotel, fair or foul, you unpack your suitcase and put your stuff away.
100% foul. 100%.
Me too. I live out of the suit. Okay, look. Now, if I have a nice shirt because we have to go to a dinner or something, I'll fold it and put it on the very top of my bag. And when I get to the hotel, I'll hang it up. But other than that, I'm living out of the suitcase. I don't unpack.
So in the military, for about 2 years, I flew around the world. And I lived out of a bag the entire time. Go on a trip for 2 weeks, come home for, you know, 4 or 5 days, go on a trip for 2 weeks. The first, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 trips, I left stuff everywhere because I would do exactly what you say. Put all my stuff in the drawers, put, you know, you got all this room.
Been there, done that.
And then when I'm rushing to get out of my hotel room because I was in the bar all night and I got to get back on this airplane, I'd leave stuff everywhere. So I learned real quick, no, it stays in the bag. Like you said, unless I've got a nice dress shirt that I don't want to get wrinkled or that I'm going to iron, something like that. But
yeah,
everything else in the bag.
I do not unpack as well. I don't see the point. Because your stuff's already the way it's going to be. It's not like putting it in the drawer is going to unwrinkle it. It is what it is. You're getting what you're getting. All right, so let's go back to number three, which is now number four. These are Kevin's. These are Kevin's. So you'll be able to say fair or foul. Kevin is good at fair or fouls. Okay. All right, number three, curbside shopping. And this is most likely HEB for all of us. Fair or foul?
I think it's fair. I just don't do it. I think it's fair, but
then it's foul for you. I think it's cool, but I don't do it because you get online and it's hard to find everything you want. Like, where's this? I buy this and I don't see it. And I like to go to the deli and get meat for work. And then you buy stuff and it's cool. I had food delivered one time. That's how lazy we got, but I just don't like it. And they upcharge everything and they'll like swap things out, right? If they don't have something, you can ask for deodorant and they'll swap it out with a head of lettuce. Like, you know, you never know what you're going to get. So I say foul. I think it's a very cool idea and it's very convenient, but it's not for me.
I think it's fair because there's a lot of people that need it because of COVID, because of, you know, liabilities.
I say fair in that case, but I'm talking about me.
Well, I always try to answer for the masses. I mean, I always say like, I would do this or I would do that, but I think it's.
So this. Tom is the people's champion. You speak for the people.
Every time.
I speak for myself. All right. So just to let you guys know, it's 11:30 PM and I wake up at 4:30. All right. Number four, I had to word this a little different. But I'm trying, it's taking your vehicle to like a wash tub or something. I don't know if they have those in Houston or any kind of like automated place where you pull up and they take it in there and clean it versus is better than cleaning your truck at home, car or truck at home.
For me, it's fair because I live in an apartment and very seldomly will you have all the necessary resources. You know, hose, you know, a spot to do it. You know what I mean? If you got your own home where you've got all your stuff.
If you have a car, yeah. You know how long it takes me to wash my truck? It ain't worth it. The only knock I have on wash tub is they clean your interior glass with the same dirty rag they've cleaned 800 cars with. And when the sun's shining in your face, you can't see out of the window. So you got to go home and clean it. And then those automated car washes, they bend your license plate holder in the front. That's a little bit annoying. But overall, I'm automated car wash over. I don't like the car washes you drive through. I like them to dry it off for me, get it ready to go. I like to clean the inside though. It seems like they don't do a good job. But for me, having a Tundra.
No way.
First time I did it, I was like, I've been out here for like 2 hours and I'm not doing it. It's too big. If you have a little car, man, you can clean that thing in 30 minutes. But I need ladders. I can't reach. I got to climb in the back of the truck to clean the roof. It's too much work. All right, buddy. You got any final thoughts? I'm traumatized. No, I don't do it. See, what I do is when you go to wash tub, they'll have specials It'll say like five car washes for $55 or something. And that's what I do. I buy a book of five or 10 and they last me a whole year because I hardly ever wash my truck. It's dirty.
When I was a San Antonio resident, the wash tub got my money too.
Did you know that when you go out, buy a new car and it says you get free car washes for a year, that they actually add that into the price of your car? You're not getting anything free.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Someone showed me the invoice. It says car washes and it was like $200 or $300. Yeah.
I'd be like, you can keep that.
Yeah. No, I wanted it. I like it. All right, buddy. You got any final thoughts?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Ooh.
The Astros are going to play their starters per Dusty these next two series. So we will have, I think, a really good shot to get to 107. I think they are motivated to get there. He said it was for the integrity of the game. I'm not buying it. I think it was definitely about trying to get to this number that would make them the all-time winningest, you know, season team. So I look forward to some really competitive games between Tampa and Philly, and hopefully they get to 107.
To get to 107, they got to go 5-1. You better put the A team. Well, if you're shooting for 5-1, if you're shooting for 107, why would you put that lineup out tonight? I don't get it.
I think they saw Arizona and said, this is probably a team we could beat with that lineup.
That pitcher's good, though. That pitcher's good.
Yeah. But if you get into their bullpen, you know, their bullpen yesterday got knocked all over the place.
That's what I tweeted. We got to get to the bullpen. And I think when did we score in the fifth? No, we scored it off the starter. They didn't score anything off the bullpen.
Yeah.
But anyway, we appreciate you guys tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball, and we'll see you next time. I was going to say when, but I don't know when, but we'll see you next time.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.